Well, if you've been keeping an eye on milk futures for the 2014 calendar year, you see on average, we're only looking at about the mid to upper $16 per hundredweight range for the first half of the year and just that lower $17 range for the second half. Because of that, market analysts like Robin Schmall from Ag Dairy says right now is not a bad time to lock in with a fence position.
We look at the relationship between corn and milk. And the historical relationship is if corn is cheaper, milk will cheapen as well. We think that that same is going to be true right now. So once we get past the holiday demand, we can have that typical seasonal downtrend that comes in. Now the market has some of that factored in, but there's a potential that we could see that even go down somewhat lower.
Well, 41 of our states utilize inland waterways for their infrastructure. And when you add the impact of ports, you've got the whole nation benefiting greatly from legislation that would improve the locks and dams system. Right now, there's two differing bills between the House and Senate, and it's in conference. And according to Andrew Walmsley, that hopefully is one thing Congress can accomplish before the end of this calendar year.
You're talking about jobs. You're talking about utilizing one of the most efficient and cost-effective modes of transportation. When you look at one 16-tow barge, it's equivalent of 215 railroad cars or a little over 1,000 semi-trucks. It makes us very competitive. For our farmers, say, in Iowa, competing with farmers in Brazil, we beat them by 7 to 8% cheaper because of our infrastructure, not having to truck it. We have our inland waterway system.
Well, because of the impact of the drought over the last couple of years, which have really tightened our beef supplies, retail beef prices have been at an all-time high. We're hoping to rebuild the herds next year, but according to Shale Shagham, it looks like retail prices still will be high in 2014.
We would anticipate further increases moving into 2014. Tight supplies are reflected in higher retail prices.
Speaking of prices, it was a mixed day on the cheese market, with blocks picking up a penny and a half to 185 a pound, barrels down 3/4 to 174 and 3/4 of a cent, while AA butter drops back to 166 and 1/2 cent per pound. Class 3 prices up, but just slightly. November, 1880. December, up 2 to 1828. And January, up a penny to 1753. Board of Trade, December corn up 2.5 cents to 424 and 3/4 of a cent per bushel. March, 431 and 1/2 cent. Beans for January up almost a dime to 1328 and 1/2 cent per bushel. March beans up 8 3/4 to 1313 and 1/4 of a cent. While December wheat up 3 cents to 652 and 1/4 of a cent per bushel. For your local livestock, slaughter cows, cut and utilities, 72 to 87. Most of the slaughter cows, 52 to 71. Fed cattle, steady. Choice beef, steers, and heifers, 112 to 127. Holstein steers top at $1.09. Replacement calves also steady, with the bull calves $1 to 220. Heifer calves, 60 to 155. Barrels and gelts are at 70 and down, and market lambs, 160 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.